show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
The cat's been sitting on the mixer again. Where's my settings?
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama for February 17th, 2010. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. If this is your first time listening to Technorama, thank you for joining us. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. We appreciate you giving us your time. I am not even going to try that thing in the programming mode again. It's just too painful. But every time I read those if statements, it's going to come out like that.
Select Technorama, where date equals February 17, 2010.
Var host 1 equals Chuck Tomasi. Var host 2 equals Craig Stepp.
Define.
Select response from host 2. How are you, Craig?
Okay, response.
One item returned.
Just do it, man. We're messing it up here.
I know. Wait. We're messing it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Before we get too much further, we want to remind you that this show is sponsored by the fine people at GoToAssist Express. They want you, and we want you, to try GoToAssist Express, the great remote diagnostic tool. You're going to get somebody who calls you eventually. Trust me on this.
Even if you live in your mother's basement and have for years. And
even if you have no friends at this point, just trust me.
Somebody will call you.
Sooner or later, somebody's going to call you.
Even if it's a wrong number.
I can't get that podcast thingy going, right?
I've fallen and I can't get my computer to boot up.
You can save them with GoToAssist Express. It's the great remote diagnostic tool, remote screen sharing, file transfers, two-way chat, one-touch diagnostics. We've been telling you about this for, what, months now?
Yeah, no router mess. Just go send an invitation and you're away.
The next time something like that happens, and if you haven't tried this for 30 days, use it as an excuse. Go, I know. I'm just going to give that a try. Go to assist.com/techpodcast for your free 30-day trial. Trust us on this one.
And you can trust us.
And our select statements.
Yeah, maybe.
Coming up in this episode, we've got NASA takes us inside the ISS, a tour of retro space posters, and the Star Trek experience items could be yours if the price is right. All that and more coming up right after this.
For Agent Cyrus, the world's first cyborg, the mission should have been simple.
You deploy, secure the hotel, take him into custody, and extract.
But when a routine snatch and grab goes wrong...
Confirmed. Hostile jumped 9 stories and is fleeing. Do not engage hostile. I repeat, do not engage.
Cyrus finds herself at the center of a conspiracy that threatens the very foundation of her existence.
Your critical biological systems are dependent on the implants. If they die, either from the virus or your own immune system rejecting them...
My biological systems won't be able to function.
Now, with time running against her, Cyrus finds herself in the crosshairs of a conspiracy set to destroy her.
You think that because you have his name, you've cracked this case? You haven't scratched the surface. Even if you dig, you won't live long enough to see it through. You have no idea where this goes.
Cybrosis, the debut podcast novel by P.C. Herring. Coming to you on 010110 from www.cybrosisnovel.com.
This is David Levy, amateur astronomer, lover of the night sky, and comet discoverer. You are listening to Chuck and Craig on Technorama.
Yeah.
getting started, we want to give a shout out to the chat room. I have no idea what they've been up to because we haven't been watching that closely. Do I dare?
I read every word.
I'm glancing over as we go into those breaks and things. We've got Chancer of Gru Test Mad. Test Mad? Who's Test Mad?
Mad says, Marv.
I don't know. When was he made a Chan serve? But he's got another one down there anyway.
Oh,
Step KC, yeah, Tomasi, right. AD Heartless, Ben Vaughn, Captain Rootbeer is no matchmaker. Debdrop, Insane Tim, Monomarv, Nightstar, Pat, and Cupidam.
Yay.
I'm thinking it's a Valentine's Day theme.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. And PC Herring just joined the room. Hey, we just played your promo. He missed.
Yeah. Yeah, just trust us, PC.
Yeah, this is the trust show.
Yeah.
Trust us on that whole go to Assist Express and trust us on this. And we trust that all these people are having a wonderful birthday because this week coming up is, how did I lose the date on this one? Sometime this week, Stephen Sumter's having a birthday. And on the 23rd, we have our own Zahadoom. And he's a regular in the chat room that seems to be notably absent.
Yep, yes.
Also, Keith Hughes on the 23rd, a.k.a. Ed Gizmo. If you want to get on the birthday calendar, we wish all of you, whether you're on the birthday calendar or not, we wish all of you a happy birthday. And if you want to get on there, visit our wiki at chuckchat.com/wiki. A lot of people are doing that. I think I see a few every week just adding their names, and we will get around to it in the next... Well, in the next 52 weeks, sooner or later, we're going to call your name. We appreciate that.
Yeah. You got to have a birthday in the next year.
I would hope. We mentioned the chat room and also our live stream happens to be going on. We thank the people over at Ustream.tv. We stream this every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. We want to see you there if you want to join us in the insanity, the fun that happens. And trust me, there's been a lot of fun in here.
Yeah.
It just gets more fun every time.
Again, here's that trust thing.
Those voices in my head. It's crazy what happens at the end of the show that Craig edits out, or he just flat out doesn't hear in some cases.
Yeah, sometimes I just leave it in.
We have a link on the Technorama site now for that, and if you're around on Sunday night, just go to the Technorama site. It's like in your face. It's real easy to see. There we are. That means it's time for...
What?
The news.
Good news, everyone.
I gotta get the right image up here. There. First up in the news, NASA successfully launches a new eye on the sun. I thought you weren't supposed to look at the sun.
Only with some heavy-duty Ray-Bans.
Okay. This comes to us from ScienceDaily.com. NASA's Solar Dynamics Observer, or SDO, lifted off February 11th from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station's Launch Complex 41 on the first-of-a-kind mission to reveal the sun's inner workings in unprecedented detail. Really? How are they going to reveal the inner workings?
It's supposed to orbit the sun for I forget how long, and then they're going to actually run it right into the sun.
Wouldn't it kind of burn up in the coronasphere before it got there?
It can start sending data until it gets into there. I don't know. Maybe they're using force fields or shields like in... I don't know.
Don't say Star Trek here.
Yeah. Okay. In that science fiction like show that shall be unnamed.
Right.
But anyway, I'm not sure exactly how they're going to keep it protected, but it's going to be sending back a lot of data on... solar storms and how they work and all that kind of stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading this. It's a pretty interesting article. SDO is the crown jewel in the fleet of NASA missions to study our sun. The mission is the cornerstone of a NASA science program called Living with a Star. Oh, is that like Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah. No, just living with them. It's kind of like
a reality show.
What was that MTV show where everybody's living in the same house? Where
all the stars?
It's like Big Brother and Dancing with the Stars.
This program will provide new understanding and information concerning the sun and solar system that directly affect the Earth, its inhabitants, and technology. So, like, the sun is responsible for anything from, obviously, the weather. to knocking out satellites with solar flares and power grids and things.
It's also responsible for me getting up in the morning.
Yeah, curse that sun. How
this
rude
is the cruel
can
joke
be?
It plays on us.
That's just not right.
Yeah.
Also in here, we've got the ISS tour. We've been where was this? Over at Geekology.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video tour of the International Space Station. And what one thing that jumped out at me was it really isn't very spacious in there.
No, it is not. He's like, he was, who was that? I want to say his name. Anyway, he was the gentleman that was giving the tour. He was floating through little areas that looked like he had to kind of sneak
some of them are only... The shot I've got on the screen makes it look like he's surrounded by bags of cocaine, but I'm sure they're not. He'd be flying high with that.
They're trafficking up in space.
I mean, there are some parts of the space station that are barely wide enough for your shoulders, and some others open up into, well, spacious would probably be a few feet by a few feet, or you know, a meter and a half across.
Yeah. Did you say you saw a moon? Did you see that?
What?
Did you see the show, the movie Moon?
No.
Because that's reminded me of that a good bit. But they were on a moon base, but it was kind of like that.
It does take an awful long time for them to traverse from one end to the other. And then they actually go into the shuttle, turn around, and then look out the flight deck, which is really interesting.
By the way, PC Herring says, that's no cocaine, Chuck. It's baking flour.
Baking flour.
Sure, okay.
Lots of coffee creamer up there.
Head on down to Florida. See you later. Enjoy your trip.
How's things up at the space station? It's cool. It's really cool.
It's cool, man. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
I'm just doing Twitter again.
Yeah. But yeah, it's very cool. Very cool.
And finally in the news... All right, we've got Chip QWERTY returning to the set of Technorama with this...
Long lost genome of ancient man sequenced. This is Technorama News. I'm Chip QWERTY reporting. This man, now known as Unk, a Greenlandic term for human or man, left for posterity just four hairs and a few small fragments of bone frozen in permafrost. But that is all researchers need to assemble a thorough human genome. And Unk has just had his code cracked. The researchers were able to sequence about 80% of the ancient genome, which is, quote, comparable to the quality of the modern human genome, Esk Wilverv, director of Center of Ancient Genetics at the University of Copenhagen, said at a press conference held in England on February 9th. Esk was quoted as saying, he probably had no idea that his remains would provide the first genetic portrait of a people of his era. Really, doctor. I would like to think that it crossed his mind one night as he was skinning his dinner. Chip QWERTY, Techorama News.
Hacks and strange stories!
Wow. I'm sorry, I got this vision of some Neanderthal over a fire, and all of a sudden he just kind of looks up like he had a notion that maybe my genome might be used for something useful one day. Never mind. All right.
Unk. Genome. Good.
Dear better.
That was a pretty interesting story, though. It is for real. You didn't just make that up.
Me? No.
No. They did find bits of bone fragment and whatnot.
No, Chip QWERTY actually found that during his research. But yes, it is a real story.
Thanks, Chip.
Yeah, QWERTY.
In the Hex and Strange Stories, we've got Make Magazine going inside the old Blip video game. It was a handheld digital game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was mid-70s. What was it, 77 when the Blip came out?
It was something like that, because it was one of those electronic slash mechanical.
Yeah. 1977. They went inside. I'm surprised at how mechanical this thing is.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we see one at the Computer History Museum?
I don't think we did.
I'm gonna look at the pictures because I thought it was in the cabinet.
I'm You're going to have to look at the pictures. I don't recall seeing a blip.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not the video game blip anyway.
Yeah, but it's kind of like Pong, you know, in a way, right?
Right. You send an LED from one side to the other, and the fluid motion is really interesting. And then they open this thing up, I'm like, wow. They got one in really good shape because this picture is just spotless. I would have expected all kinds of crud and nasties in this thing.
It looks nice and clean, yeah.
It does. Maybe they cleaned it up for the picture.
Yeah.
Go through a solvent bath.
All right, we got to redo those pictures. This looks crappy. Clean this up and do it again.
Got like orange peels from 30 years ago in there.
Orange peels.
It's not good. We got to clean this thing up. So, yeah, interesting little game. And I wish they'd put more pictures and things. What was that site we were looking at that was taking the computers apart step by step?
Oh, my gosh. It was about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
This has the 30-second commercial video clip and one picture. Come on, make. You know, if you're going to take something apart, let's do it some justice. Place hasn't been the same since Phil Terone left.
Did he leave?
I don't know. Also in the Axe and Strange Stories, we got a praying mantis chasing a mouse cursor. Now, my cat does this all the time, and it drives me absolutely nuts. I was editing video or some audio this morning, and the cat jumps up there. I'm like, cat, get out of the way.
Yeah, no, the cat starts going, hey. Yeah, no, our cats do the same thing. And when I saw this, that praying mantis, you know, if the cursor mouse on the screen was a real thing, he would have totally gotten it. He was hitting it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was accurate, but yeah, it wasn't quite. He was freaking out. Now, and Harrison was, he asked, why is that praying mantis on the computer screen?
You know what's even weirder is the praying mantis barks in this video.
You know what's even weirder? This is like, they're using Tiger on the Mac OS.
How do you know it was Tiger and not?
It's got the blue Mac icon in the corner.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Whoa, hello, Chuck.
I knew it was a Mac.
Mr. Mac fan.
I never claimed to be a super Mac fan. Well, no, okay. Better get that off the screen. When the video is done, there's a bootyful soccer video that we're not going to link to.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to check that.
Hey, baby. Yeah, now our ratings will go up.
Yeah. Woo.
That takes care of the Hacks and Strange Stories. Yes, the praying mantis was the last story. And you know what? We're going to take a break because between the Remember When and the Media Corner, yeah, that's about halfway through our content. We get these things out of order. So let me just do a quick rearrangement here. Put that back there. This is called editing on the fly. And we are going to take a quick break. That's what that music means. It means I think I got things lined up right. And we'll be right back with the Remember When. We've got some interesting old posters. You'll really want to look at the video feed for some of these. These are cool. In a minute.
Technical difficulties have occurred with the hosts of this podcast. Please do not adjust your broadband connection. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Technorama. It's got a silicone skin that fits like a glove. The only thing that's exposed when it's all tight and sealed up, even if you put in the wide body adapter, it's still too squeezy on the silicone skin. There is a little rubber trap door. It's a very thin membrane, and it impedes absolutely none.
Every once in a while, you know, raise it up or take it off and clean, you know, around it. But I love it. I love that rubbery silicone feel. However, I would always felt like you just want to slide on my hand with that chrome on the back.
It gets pretty slippery, especially if you've been eating Cheetos or something. Your hand gets a little greasy. This has a nice grippy feel, and you know, you could go out in the rain when this would be completely protected because it is practically watertight.
This is Ronald D. Moore from Battlestar Galactica, and you're listening to Technorama.
For those not watching the video stream, I was cleaning the bookshelves the other day and found that little red silicone skin thingy.
You
I thought it was
it?
Long gone. No, it's sitting right here next to me on the desk. It's okay. Still around, and yeah, that was like 4 years ago that I got that thing. Man, time goes by so fast. It's ridiculous. And speaking of time going by, we like to go to the Remember When, and these are some really fun posters that you had found over at darkroastedblend.com, which at first I would have thought was a coffee site.
It's Starbucks' other page.
Darkroastedblend.com. They have some of these. They look like kind of the things you see in comic books, but
no, not comic books. More like novels, like the covers for novels and stuff. This is like
the science books you used to get back in the '70s. Yeah, there's one that kind of reminds me of the Electric Light Orchestra's Out of the Blue album. You get the half constructed space saucer thing going on.
Yeah. Of course. Which is that actually? You know, I was thinking, when they went back and did Star Trek, it's like they're building the Enterprise again.
I like sail under the ices of Neptune. Ski Pluto, the small planet that's big on fun. Oh, it's no longer a planet. This poster's way out of date.
Yeah, I love this future retro art kind of stuff. It's really cool.
These would be fun if you could find like full size and print them out. As they are on the website, they're a little too...
Some of them are decent. Or no, I think I saw one or two of them that were kind of bigger, but oh well.
Then the one that...
Yeah.
I've not seen it, but it sure is funny.
Carrying a couch to a rocket.
Yeah, these are a lot of fun. Just
check the chat room. I'll put a link in there. So.
Like say he came out of an old Sean Connery James Bond movie.
Money Penny, we need to refurnish this place.
Well, these two astronauts got this great lounge chair.
That's funny. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, it reminds me of the Family Guy, the Star Wars thing where they're in the compactor room, the trash compactor.
It's just titled "Stop It Sofa" Edward Wormley Peter from Dunbar, 1958.
That's in the trash because I can't believe somebody's throwing that away. Let's go ahead and take it. Yeah, I'm totally taking this.
Oh, they got some like Ringworld stuff in here too. These I didn't get a chance to look at all these before because we're still favorite loading. Ones here. These are awesome. These are just awesome. Ooh. I like the, there was one, a hill climber thing that looked kind of half organic, half mechanical. Like, well, yeah, that's great if you can harness yourself a giant squid and plant something on top of it. Oh, there's a guy standing here with a giant slide rule. Mm-hmm. You don't need much. Yeah. This ad from the 1960s proclaims, have slide rule, we'll travel.
Let's check this out.
To the stars. Rake up light years, not air miles. And then send postcards home. That is bizarre. What are these guys cleaning up the cosmic trash?
That is kind of funny. I do like the two astronauts like the with like stuff.
Those pokers
cool.
Where you pick up the paper from after a concert. Weird stuff.
Trash man.
We can take some. We can get some change if we go to the Golden Goat and recycle all these cans.
Look at these cans. I can't believe these aliens leave all this crap around.
We used to have this recycling bin thing, and you'd dump in 10 pounds of cans, and it'd give you like $3.50 and change
goat?
Or something.
What?
They called it the Golden Goat. It might still be up there. This is like when I first moved here 20-some years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
All right, a lot of fun going through the Remember When. I want to know if some of you have actually seen some of these in their original form, because I know we've got some listeners that used to get into some of this stuff. Yeah.
Well, you know, some of the art, like the covers, remind me of, what was it? Is it Golden Key? They made the old Star Trek comic books.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and the covers were kind of like that. They were like
you looked that up. Can I get started on the media corner?
Realistic. You know, look.
Okay, then
see, Star
we'll get there
Trek,
sooner or later.
Golden Key. I think.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Oh yeah.
Hey,
sure.
Where can I find some good information about music and TV and videos and things? Over here in the media corner.
All right. Did you have to put this in here? Okay. Over at IO9, we find out, here comes Sharktopus. Sci-Fi Channel has just green-lighted the long-awaited Sharktopus movie. Yeah, I've been on pins and needles over this one. to be directed by cult monster Arthur Roger Corman. Oh, the Roger Corman. Okay, now I'm perking up interest because this thing just screams that it's going to be an instant misty thing. Yeah. Shard was. Yeah. Roger Corman, he's a font of, you know, great monster movies.
Now it all makes sense.
Oh my gosh.
Sharktopus. Mm-hmm.
So these producers, you know, had to be sitting around the table,
right? The events that led up to the,
you know,
the creation of,
I wonder what Roger Corman's doing
in the natural world.
And he goes, wow, I've been working on this shark octopus thing, and like, yeah. What, the Razzies? Will the Sharktopus look like this concept divine by Matt Leach?
Yeah, I see some awards
inside sci-fi say it will be
future.
Way weirder. Yeah,
you know what, this from oh really you know what I was thinking is, okay, you got the Sharktopus, somehow, you know, some scientists, you know, mixed up the shark and the octopus, but, you know, that's about as, I'm just guessing on that part, but it,
well,
and then
now
I thought,
think about
it's about as smart as that movie Deep Blue.
How old
where
is Roger Corman anyway?
Smart,
he was making crappy movies back in the 60s.
Now, in their right
just think
mind
of it, now he's got the power of CGI.
Genetically smart sharks. Yeah. Yeah.
I call it a waste of CPU cycles myself. Couldn't we have used that better on,
you know,
some NFL
don't
logo?
Don't abuse the power. With where great power comes great responsibility.
Sharktopus. Yeah. Why don't they just call
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to check this one
Man
out.
Shark or something.
Yeah. Hey, Harrison, I got something to show you.
Oh, Craig, I can't unsee that. That's,
yeah.
I think we have.
Oh, boy.
I'm gonna have to take a deviation from Misty Star Trek movies to that.
I can't see. PC Herring
jaws,
said,
beak, tentacles.
He said,
well,
we can
and
have the
more.
James Bond movie spoof shock to pussy.
Yes, we do. Thank you, chat room. That gave me hurdy brain. Moving on from the hurdy brain.
Yeah, we do have a hurdy brain now. Oh.
No, I did not. You know, I haven't watched Chuck since, like, show number 3. I'm serious.
Yeah, did you watch Chuck this last week, the last episode?
No, I already have my 5 best shows on TV right now.
Oh.
It's probably
going
to be like Enterprise, where I'm going to come back to it 5
Dude,
years later
like
and go,
one of the
oh, that
best
was kind of fun,
TV,
but at least I got to watch
it
all in one swat on DVD.
Yeah.
Wait for me. Wait.
Well, I'll kind of run this down. I guess that's not too much of a spoiler since it's so far out in your queue. But yeah. Well, there's a love interest between Chuck and Sarah. It's one of those classic TV. They don't quite ever get together, but everybody's thinking this is the time they're going to actually get together. Kind of romances, and you know, they kind of dropped it. It's like, they kind of went their separate ways. Chuck went to date some other girl, and so did Sarah. Well, mm-hmm. I was thinking, well, they're not going to leave it there. But there's a layover in episodes because we got the Olympics and somehow. So it's about like 3 weeks before we see a new episode. Well, I was thinking, they're not going to leave that there. They'll revisit this because it's the heart of the show. Well, mm-hmm. apparently the audience went nuts.
Really?
Yeah, everybody went flipping out because they thought that, well, they can't do that. No, this isn't right. So their idea was to actually boycott Chuck till the writers did what they want them to do. So two things wrong with that premise. One, the ratings will go down and NBC will be like, well, something's not right. You know, we're going to drop the show. Two, the writers are so far ahead than these episodes, second season, which a lot of it, I'm sure, has already been filmed.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, just chill out.
I did read one of the comments on that article. The first one says, perhaps, not to make yet another Mystery Science Theater reference, it says, perhaps you should take advice from Mystery Science Theater and say, it's just
repeat to yourself, it's just a show. I should really just relax.
Yeah. Really? I mean, come on. I was like, okay, this is pretty good, but I can't believe they're kind of stopping it there. I was like, no, they're probably not. Apparently, some other people didn't think so, but don't boycott it.
No.
Keep it going, man. This is a good show.
Yep. Yep.
You need to catch up with it. Is it on Netflix? I wonder.
I don't know. Dude, I've got enough catching up to do right now. It'll probably end up on my summer queue or something. I've heard good things, but, you know, I don't have time to watch everything that I've heard good things.
I'm telling you, this is probably my favorite show right now.
I'm still liking Fringe, Leverage, mm-hmm. Bones. What else is on my list right
Leverage
now?
Leverage for sure. Leverage is also...
I like Numbers. Numbers is kind of a if-I-have-time thing.
Yeah, that one's getting canceled.
I gave up on Heroes, although I heard there have been some better ones recently, but I kind of dumped that. Trying to catch up on Dexter. That's worth it. And somebody told me this week that I've got to start watching Human Weapon, I think it was.
What? Human Weapon?
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know. It's on Wednesday nights.
Well, you'd be better off checking out Chuck.
Human Target. Human Target.
Well, there is so many references to stuff that we talk about on this show.
Well, somebody said you got to start watching, what's the other one? The one that's got all the internet references and stuff in it. Drawing a blank.
I don't know. That really narrows it down.
No, yeah.
Oh, are you talking about the Big Bang Theory?
The Big Bang Theory, yes.
Yeah.
And I started watching that, I went, oh, come on, it's a sitcom. Give me a break.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't watch reality shows and I don't watch sitcoms. Period. What?
All right.
So that's probably what turned me off of Chuck, is like, come on, it's another sitcom. But I know it's not just a sitcom.
Yeah, I haven't watched Big Bang Theory. I need to catch up with that myself, but
I'm not watching any.
I'm telling you.
No, it's kind of like when somebody recommends a podcast and you catch a bad episode or something. You go, I'm not going back there. So yeah. I have no incentive to go watch more Big Bang Theory. No reality shows for my brain, and no sitcoms.
Ever since The Cosby Show went off the air, he hasn't watched any sitcoms.
Yeah, I tried Friends, and that didn't go so well either.
Yeah, see what happens when he revisited the sitcom?
Oh, yeah. Star Trek. We're going to take this train and jump tracks.
Yay.
One more thing in the media corner. We've got some of the Star Trek gear. What are they called? Props? From some of the Star Trek... It says, some Star Trek The Experience assets to be sold. That's a hard headline to read. I'm sorry. Just...
Some Star Trek The Experience assets to be sold.
I'm Chip QWERTY.
No, I'm not.
According to TrekMovie.com, you sound an awful lot like him, though. Fans wanting a piece of the Star Trek The Experience will be able to, at a future date, to purchase some of the items formerly featured at the Trek-themed attraction formerly at the Las Vegas Hilton. Star Trek The Experience has been closed for more than a year now, and while plans are still in progress to open a new attraction in downtown Las Vegas at the Neonopolis development, CBS has decided that not all of the items used in the Las Vegas Hilton attraction and stored in a warehouse when the attraction closed will be needed for the Neonopolis location. So they're thinking it might possibly open in 2012 when Star Trek 12 is expected to be released.
Yeah, that's what they said when Star Trek 11 came out.
You know what? I'm going to buy Spock's torpedo tube and turn it
Good
into
luck.
A bed.
Good. Yeah, I'm going to turn it into bunk beds.
That's right. Good night,
Take
kids.
The top off and flip it over and make bunk beds out of Spock's.
No, not bunk beds. Just put one kid to bed and shoot him out the door.
Then all of a sudden, 1,000 geek voices crawled out in the night and suddenly silenced.
or is that from Cochrane's uniform?
Yeah, just wear it out in the snow.
That's right.
Walking around your house, kicking around the snow. Well, you know, some of the things we actually saw, you know what's funny is they said talking about selling the Borg alcoves, but we saw like several of them sitting in the floor.
Yep. PC Herring wants a Tribble.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you can find, I'm having a Tribble there.
Yeah, those are probably on ThinkGeek or something.
Yeah, poor Voyager is just sitting on the floor at the bottom picture.
Yeah, and April said that the model ships did not fare well in the relocation. In fact, I think, didn't she say the Enterprise D was significantly damaged.
Yeah, well, the deflector dish was actually on eBay.
I think one of the ships is beyond repair, or just it was really crushed. You know,
if there's a will, there's a way. They can rebuild those things.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, but it still sucks.
All right, what's last on our list? Geek Library.
Yeah.
Should we play the Geek Library music this time? Sure, yeah, what the heck. I just love the music. Kind of goes with those movie posters we were looking at before.
Yeah.
Grab the couch!
So anyway, I was browsing around and I came across this showcase of minimalist workstations. Kind of got me inspired, and Chuck said the same thing. It's workstations that look great, minimal wires, or very little stuff around the workspace. Kind of, less clutter makes you more productive. Is that right?
Well, one would think, right?
Yeah. I'd have to have a desk with nothing to be more productive.
Yikes, so. What happened to my image?
I'm going to go check these out. Here, I'll put it in the chat room for you real quick.
Try that again. It will not... my desktop thing won't grab that for some reason. These are neat, only the guy should have sprung the extra few bucks and got the wireless keyboard for his Mac.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. I'm like, oh, come on, man.
And they've got the stuff under the desk wrapped up nicely also.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the thing that always kills me, is the power cords and the USB cords and things that are, just makes a big mess out of things. But that, I don't think you're ever going to see the Binary Studios looking quite that clean in terms of cables and cords and things.
No, they look great, especially with the lights off.
And a nice purple light under the desk.
Yeah.
Maybe I should do that. Mm. Make this place look a little cooler. Although I kind of like
a master pad.
Hey, baby, want to come see my USB cable?
No. I do like the one monitor workstation where he's got the monitor above.
Where'd you
see that?
So
it's like two screens, but one's above than the other.
Where'd you see looking. Oh, there are a whole bunch of these.
It's got green grass looking wallpaper or something on it.
With the splat on it?
No.
He's got green.
Oh, keep going down.
Down. Oh. You've never seen that before?
I mean, I know you can do it. It's just I never seen anybody do that, no.
I did for a while. It's weird on a Mac because putting a monitor above your menu bar is kind of bizarre. Oh, he's got the menu bar on the top monitor, which is strange in and of itself for a laptop.
Yeah, that would be kind of weird. But, when you have two monitors side by side, your menu bar is always on one. So
right.
Same difference, I guess.
Yep. And I think I'm going to have to get myself a couple of giant cinema displays over here.
Yeah.
Notice a lot of these are Mac-based.
Yes, I do.
I think they're all Macs.
Except for one.
Nope. Yep, you get down to the bottom and there's some PCs and whatnot.
They put all the PCs at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones with more wires.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Technorama. If you want to get in touch with us... Oh, wait, I got a couple of things to stick in here first. Don't forget... We've got that survey going on over at chuckchat.com/technorama/survey. We'd love to hear from you. And, it's all anonymous and everything. I know somebody asked me earlier this week about why do you need to know our family income? Well, I'll tell you. It's anonymous, and if you don't want to put the right answer, we can understand that. You don't feel comfortable with that.
Give yourself a raise.
Unless you put your name in there, we don't know. But we want to be as accurate as possible. This helps us because we are looking at... down the road using this for attracting other advertisers. And I know you're probably as eager as I am to hear something besides the Go to Assist ad. Not that there's anything wrong with Citrix. We like them a whole lot and we appreciate all their support. We just want to mix it up for you so that maybe one week we do one sponsor, one week we do the next and see how that goes so that we can do cool stuff in the future. Maybe some giveaways, maybe some stuff at Dragon Con. Who knows? We got lots of things that are planned, and this is just one of the early steps to do that. So your 2 minutes, I think it's 10 questions, 2 minutes to fill out the survey is greatly appreciated. And the member feed is live. We've got content going in there for just $2 a month. If you're a regular, I almost said it. If you support Technorama on a regular basis.
A regular what? What were you trying to say?
Technorama supporter.
Oh, Okay.
Then you get a password, and as I put it in one thing that I'm working on, you'll get a packet with a login password in the RSS feed. So it is password protected, and to get that info, all you gotta do is join up as a $2 a month contributor. We've got the DragonCon video in there. We've got a couple of interviews going in. I'm working on some audio tours that are going to be put in there as well. Kind of the old specials that we used to have. They're going to be for this exclusive club, and you want to be part of that club too, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. We appreciate all the support, the people who have been donating to us and taking care of all that stuff. If you want to be part of this show, there's ways you can do it for free. You can call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. That's 2428. Put in your speed dial. That way, when you hear something, you hear us say something wrong, or which is a lot, or there's some kind of issue, you can give us some feedback on that. You can also email it if you'd rather record something into your laptop or your desktop. Technorama@chuckchat.com is the email address to send that to. Whew. Are we done yet?
You okay, Nair?
This is getting long. Follow us on Twitter, C. Tomasi, Steb K, or, yeah, you guessed it, Technorama. All this information and more can be found over at the website at chuckchat.com. Phew. We'd love to hear from you on iTunes, too, if you want to give us a review over there. Let's see if we can do this show ending, unlike the last one, without all the extra stuff going on. Okay, the music's playing. That's good. Only one copy in my head. Special thanks to Mad Marv for filling out the...
Listen to the last show if you need a clarification on that statement.
It was weird. Craig's probably going to edit something on there so I don't sound insane. Mad Marv for providing all the great blog content during the week. If you're not subscribed to the RSS feed or going to the website on a regular basis, why not? There's a whole bunch of cool stuff that doesn't make it here. Ustream, who supports our modest live streams on Sunday night. They also archive all these shows, so if you didn't get a chance to see this craziness as it happens, you can catch it there. And our chat room, provided by ThinStack.net. Special thanks to Steve Rickyberg and all the people who happen to make that happen. This show is associated with Friends in Tech and Farpoint Media. Go check them out, since I'm running out of time here.
Yeah, do it.
Tell all your friends about Technorama. They'll both appreciate it. Till next time, a binary high five.
101 to the power of one.
Can people who hate Star Trek leave?
Good question.
No, you have to stay even longer.
No.
That's funny.